This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the conversation. Okay? And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And get involved. And look, at you got any questions, reach out. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. I'm hoping we're having some technical issues. You know, most of the time, it's phone company. They can't seem to get their act together. And I won't tell you which one. But if we get Dan on, we've got a lot to talk about when it comes to your taxes, your tax dollars, and really where the money's going. Not just where the money's going. How do they nail you guys, right? You see it on a regular basis. The IRS will get you for something, for anything. And now in California, I don't know, the governor here, somehow, I don't know how, I don't want to know how, because apparently people are happy about it. But the governor here in California worked a deal with the IRS where you don't have to pay your taxes till October. That's simple. It's scary. I think it's scary. That's just me. But 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So until I get Dan on the line, we'll hit a couple of other issues, other things that are important to you, they're important to me. You really seriously, especially when it comes to taxes today, it's not like it used to be. Come on, honestly, it's not like it used to be. It used to be real simple, right? You did your taxes, you paid your taxes, you took the exemptions that you either thought were or you were told, you were entitled to. And you paid what was left. Wasn't that hard? Didn't require a whole bunch of, really didn't require a whole bunch of thought. You just do it. We had software that would do it for us, for God's sakes. That's how easy it got at one point in time. But now where it looks like they're always looking to nail someone. They're always looking to see what's what went wrong, that kind of thing. You have to sit there and just keep your mouth shut. Do what you're told to do, in essence. Because some of you can't afford this. I know you can't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see if I can get this thing working the first time. Boy, wouldn't that be a shocker, right? Anyway, this is a pastor/father who went in front of a school board and said, I got a problem with this. And you got to hear what he has to say, because I got to tell you something. It's really funny how easy it is for these libs on the left that are on these school boards that can't explain themselves when you hit them with a little logic. Right? Just nuts. Take a listen. I think. Maybe. Come on. There you go.
Bit, a person's becomes moist and slippery, and the clitoris becomes hard. After a bit, a person's becomes erect, stiff, and larger. Sometimes a bit of clear fluid that may contain two sperm comes out of the tip of the and makes it wet.
Can we, sir, I'm sorry.
Was it something I said? If you don't want to hear it in a school board meeting, why should children be able to check it out of the school system? We have perverts that are perverting our kids. And you all sit back smug in your chairs, but you don't want me to read it. Why? Does it bother you? Yes or no? You can't answer that question. You want to know why? Because politically speaking, you can't say that it's wrong. And you don't want me to read the filth because it exposes the truth. How dare you tell me to stop reading it? If you don't want to hear it, why should the children have to see it?
Pastor, your time is up. Thank you.
That makes two of us.
That was great, wasn't it? But why is it a pastor doing it? Why isn't their parents up there doing it? I mean, we see it happen all across the country. And it's okay. But we need to see more of it. More of you guys need to step up. We need to see this happen more and more and more. Because this is truly ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You've got to clear up a misconception. Something I said last week that wasn't quite right. And I said on the air that the president and vice president cannot come from the same state. That's not totally true. Okay? And it's kind of weird the way the law is written. So let me try to fix this for you. And it has to do with the Electoral College, really. So Article 2 states that electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for two persons, of whom one at least shall not be an inhabitant of the same state. So you can only, the electoral votes in that one state can only go to one person. If, you know, because some states split up their electoral votes, right? So if you had Florida, Trump and DeSantis live in Florida. So if they split the vote there, you can't give votes to the two different candidates because they both live in Florida. And they did this because of what happened way back when you actually had people from two separate parties that were voted in on the same ticket. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Always need you to be part of the solution. You know, as I always tell you, so I don't get you in trouble, I like to bring on the experts to have a clue as to what's happening. And Dan Pilla joins me every couple of weeks to try to help keep you, try to prevent, a little preventative medicine, as they say, to keep you out of trouble with the IRS. And I've already gotten a bunch of emails from people in California that are now having issues because nobody seemed to really understand what the IRS and Governor Newsom have worked out together. Dan Pilla, always a pleasure to have you with me.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, I did make you chuckle this week, though. I sent you another... right?
Are you up to, literally, are you up to about 17, 18 of these now?
Oh, yeah. No question about it. I mean, I've actually been tempted, but I don't want to tee anybody off over there, to put them all in a FedEx envelope and send them back and just go, look, stop wasting your money.
Well, it might make some sense.
Uh-oh.
It might make some sense to bring this to the attention of the taxpayer advocate. You know, the taxpayer advocate is an important function in the IRS that most people don't know about. The taxpayer advocate has the authority to step into a particular case and make something happen when normal channels have failed. Now, when there's some kind of a hardship that's arising, for example, the IRS owes you a refund and they're not paying it, or you're trying to get resolution of an examination case and it's stuck in the mud someplace, the taxpayer advocate can rattle the cages of the people that need to have their cages rattled to get some kind of resolution. Now, the problem we have here is this is a frustration that turned into a comedy routine. It's a Laurel and Hardy comedy routine, which is what's going on here right now. It's not really creating a hardship, right? But it is a continuing source of frustration, and you got to ask the question, why do they keep doing this? They change your address to this, then they change it back to that. And then 2 or 3 months later, they change it to this, and then a week after that, they change it back. And this has been going on for, a couple years now? And yes. So you got to ask the question, why are they doing this? And I think the taxpayer advocate could shed some light on it. The problem with this, Joe, is you don't have a quote-unquote hardship case.
No.
And those are the types of cases that the taxpayer advocate wants to get involved in, is the hardship situation.
Well, to your point, though, it's almost a joke because, you know, I've known you and you've taught me a lot over the years. So I look at these letters when they come in. My heart doesn't skip a beat, but I open them up and it's a chuckle because I already know what the other one's going to say before I open it. We've changed your address back.
Sure.
You know?
Yep.
And they've got to be automated, though. I can't imagine somebody sitting there reading this thing and putting them out.
Well, it is automated. There's no question about it. The question I would ask, Joe, is you know, just trying to read some benefit of the doubt into this, my question to you is, are you filing tax returns that have different addresses on them? Because the IRS will change your address to reflect the address that's on the most recently filed tax return.
So no.
So if the answer is no, it's no. And so then we're back to square one, which is, why do they keep doing this? Why do they keep changing your address? There's obviously some glitch here someplace. Do you waste time dealing with this because it's not causing a problem? You know, probably not. But, you know, for purposes of informing the listeners a little bit more about the Taxpayer Advocate's Office, this is a vital office for people to know about because they can issue what's called a taxpayer assistance order, and a taxpayer assistance order has the authority or has the power to force the IRS to do something that they're not doing, like issue a refund, for example, or to stop doing something that the IRS is doing, like, for example, enforcing a wage levy that's causing a financial hardship. So
right.
This is an important tool for people to know about.
Oh, interesting. Now, see, I didn't even know. I thought the only advocate or the only information you got to help you out was the little 3-page brochure that it sent you, along with you owe us $80,000. I thought maybe that was the only thing happening. And some of you will know what I'm talking about. Some of you won't have a clue. A lot of things going on right now in the news with the IRS. A lot of, I think, misinformation. But I got to tell you, I've gotten some emails from friends who know I talk with you. And one person in particular sent me an email and said, Joe, you know, we were given an extension, you know, to pay our taxes until October or get them in the whole nine yards. He said, I just got a bill from them for, I'm just going to throw these off the top of my head because I don't remember. I think he said it was like $6,000 in taxes owed and a $1,400 penalty for last year, you know, coming into this year for last year. And he said, I only pay $2,800 in taxes. So even if they're estimating what my taxes are going to be, why would they go like almost three times as much?
Well, first of all, there's no way to intelligently answer that question without knowing what the facts of
right.
the case are. But I will tell you this. If the tax return was not filed, and apparently that's the case here,
right.
What the IRS does fairly routinely is they prepare what's called a substitute for return. So you don't file a return, they file one for you. And they base that substitute for return on, quote, available information, unquote. And that available information can be and often is a guy sitting at his desk, looking up at the stars, scratching his chin, and saying to himself, Joe must have earned, oh, I don't know, let's say $300,000 last year. And they calculate the tax based on that with no deductions, exemptions, credits, nothing. And they send you a bill for it. And the law provides that substitute for return is presumed correct for all legal purposes. That means the taxpayer has the burden to prove that their calculation is wrong. They don't have to prove it's right. You have to prove it's wrong. So they literally, Joe, can pull a number out of the air, and they often do,
wow.
and send you a bill based on that number, and now you got to fight back to challenge it and appeal it and so on.
And they don't even have to base it on a percentage from, I don't know, last year's taxes, correct?
It only has to be based on, quote, available information, unquote, which literally means anything.
Oh, my God. This is too good, though. But not for him. I'm just enjoying this way too much. So I'm sitting here thinking, well, I think the gist of what I got out of it, too, was that we've been told, businesses and other people have been told, that Newsom made that deal with the IRS and nothing is due in. So he's getting nailed for taxes that aren't due. Let's talk about that inside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dan Pillow, the tax man. Check him out at taxhelponline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. Be back in a minute.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Wall Street closing with stocks lower Wednesday. This comes as debt ceiling negotiations continue between lawmakers and the White House in Washington. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Wednesday the two sides remain at odds. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 255 points. Investors waiting to see how things break. Tina Turner is dead at the age of 83. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was surprised at the news.
Tina Turner was an icon who had many stages and many amazing moments in her career.
Reports say Turner died in Switzerland peacefully after a long illness Wednesday. She was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll and rose to prominence as the lead singer of the Ike and Tina Turner Review. She left Ike after years of well-documented abuse and launched a successful career as a solo performer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That's what I want you. I want you to be part of the conversation. It's the only way that we win is when you get informed and you're informed properly. Okay? That simple. Dan Pilla joins me as he does every week, well, every couple of weeks. Talk about your IRS woes, some of the things you can kind of try to stay away from. Please try to stay away from. So I mean, I'm not trying to take business away from you, Dan, but man, not a place you want to be. You don't want to be fighting the IRS if you actually don't have to. So get it right the first time, and this won't be an issue. So always a pleasure to have you with me, Dan.
Well, yeah, as I said, it's always a pleasure to be here on the air with you, Joe. I appreciate it. And anything I do to help your listeners, you know that's what I'm all about.
Yep, and we'll talk about how they can actually get a hold of you here shortly. You know, in California, Governor Newsom made it. I feel like they were sitting in a room with a bunch of cigars and smoke, you know. He made a deal with the IRS so that we would not have to, you know, some of the areas that were hit hard would not have to file taxes until October of 23 for the year 22 instead of April. And that would include paying the tax along with filing the tax. And I had asked a couple of CPAs that question because I was getting emails down that line. What do you know about this, or does this make sense to you?
Well, yeah, it makes perfect sense, Joe. It happens all the time.
Really?
What we see, what happened here is the IRS stepped up with what they call an administrative waiver of penalties as a result of a disaster declaration. All right, so if you've got a state or federal disaster area that impacts a person's ability to comply with the law, and this is done county by county. All right, so when a hurricane hits South Florida, for example, governor or the president may declare a disaster area in you know 17 counties, just as an example, and the IRS will step up to help those people and say, okay, we're going to have a filing relief and we're going to have payment relief as a result of the natural disaster, fire, flood, hurricane, whatever the situation may be. And so what happens is they'll say, okay, you got an automatic extension of time of 6 months to file your tax returns. You don't even have to file the paper to seek the extension, and you got an automatic extension of time to pay the taxes of 6 months, and you don't have to file an application for that. Okay, that's great. That's called an administrative waiver of penalties. As I said, it happens all the time. Here's what the problem is, though, Joe. That has to be programmed into the IRS's computers. Is it programmed in on time? Is it programmed in properly? Is it programmed in universally? In other words, if there's a 17-county disaster area, did they key in three of them and miss 14 others? I mean, this stuff happens all the time, and I'll give you an example of where we see this on a pervasive level. The IRS has a policy called its first-time abatement policy. It applies to delinquency penalties for failure to file and failure to pay. And the rule is, if you file your return late without reasonable cause, in other words, without a good excuse, normally that delinquency penalty applies up to 25% of the tax for failure to file, another 25% for failure to pay. But if you've had no delinquency penalties assessed against you in any of the previous 3 years, the IRS gives you what's called a one-time abatement. It's really not a one-time abatement. It's a once-every-four-year abatement because the look-back period is 3 years. So if you've got a clean compliance record for the past 3 years and then you slip up and don't file your return on time, they are supposed to automatically waive the penalties for failure to file and failure to pay. And, Joe, in 90% of the cases that qualify for first-time abatement relief, they don't make the abatement. The taxpayer has to ask for it. Even though it's supposed to be automatic, 90% of the time they don't do it automatically. And so that's what's going on with these administrative waivers for fire, flood, hurricane, disaster waivers. They're supposed to do it automatically. My guess is 90% of the time they don't. And unfortunately, most people don't know how to challenge the IRS's decisions, and they don't know how to make requests for abatement of penalties in the first place. And so people who have no obligation to pay the penalty end up paying the penalty.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you've taught me differently. You've taught me well. And before we get rolling, though, I want to get into this so we don't run up to the last minute. You know, guys, I've had personal experience with Dan, and I can tell you that as much as he made me nervous with the advice he gave me, it was 100% right on. One of the reasons that I got turned on to Dan, he was the only guy when he in the advertisements and what I read about him online, it was not the end of the world. Most companies, I won't say all, won't paint with the broad brush, but a lot of these IRS help companies, the IRS is coming after you. You see the letters, they're going to take your dog, your cat, your kids, your business, your house. And it's kind of a fear thing that I don't think is right. I think it's the wrong way to approach this stuff. But Dan's wasn't. Dan's ad was totally different. And it kind of gave you hope in the ad that at least give the guy, and it made me say, give the guy a call and let's see what this is truly all about. So anyway, Dan, before we get rolling, I want you to tell people about Tax Help Online, how they get in touch with you, and some of the things that you handle.
Yeah, I focus, Joe, on tax debt resolution. So if you're dealing with a tax debt that you owe and can't pay, you're facing wage levies, bank levies, tax liens, that sort of thing, interest and penalties that are crippling you, that are putting you in a position where you got to make a choice between paying your taxes and feeding your family, if you're going through an audit or you're facing an appeal situation, these are the kinds of cases that we deal with. All right, so the worst case, I think of myself as the tax equivalent of an ER trauma surgeon. People come to me when their financial car has crashed into a tree and they're bleeding from the ears and the IRS is the grim reaper and they're circling the drain financially. That's where I get in to stop the bleeding, stabilize the patient, get them back on track, get them back healthy again. And those are the types of cases that I work on. And I do this nationwide. I've been doing it for over 40 years. And people can get information at my website, taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, taxhelponline.com. And my books and materials are available there as well as consulting services. But if you buy any book off my website, Joe, at any price point, as low as $20, as high as $60 or $70, any price point for any book, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So you read the book, you write down your questions, you get on my appointment calendar so I know you're calling, and then you call me at that time, and I walk you right through your situation.
And the only guy that gets beat on that deal is Dan, because the advice that he gives you is worth so much more than the price you pay for the book. I got to tell you, people, seriously. And you know, Dan, frankly, we've done this story before, but frankly, the reality is, before we called you with what they were trying to nail us with, we were sitting there saying, okay, how are we going to get this pulled from the House? We're going to have to take a second or a third on that, whatever it takes to make it happen, to pay this, to make it go away, because the IRS is going to give up on us, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, thank God that he put in my heart and my head to call you, because, again, we'd be paying that off today, something that we had no business paying. We should not have paid. So,
well, yeah, and in the end, Joe, if I remember correctly, in the end, the ultimate resolution from the case was zero tax liability. Is that right? Am I remembering right?
You're remembering very right, and even I think you were a tad surprised as well. I mean, I'm sitting there going, my God, you know, we went from $107,000 to basically the attorney for the IRS saying, you know what, we'll just call it, you owe us nothing, we owe you nothing, and we're even. And I'm like, yes, I can deal with that.
I'll sign up for that.
I know.
We don't even have to take a third out of the house to make that happen.
and the big part of that, again, was getting the letter from them saying, you know, we're good, we're clean, not an issue. So you just have to sit there and... You get that letter, you get that big letter from them, and whether it says audit on it or whatever, just stop, take a breath, okay, and hop on Dan's website. I mean, it really is that simple. Do not try to take it on yourself, and I think it's like anything else. And Dan, if I'm wrong, just say so. I mean, I wouldn't even call them or respond to them until I got a hold of you, because you don't want to say anything, even honestly or by accident, that they could take the mean and tag you with guilt, right?
You know, that's absolutely right, Joe. Yeah. You need, first of all, your remark about taking a breath and not panicking is so critical. You got to read the letter. Most people are so intimidated and so frightened they don't even read the letters.
No.
So the first thing you got to do is read the letter. Figure out what it is they're doing. What do they want? Why are they changing your return? What are they saying you did wrong? Well, once we identify that, we can go forward to fix the problem.
Right. Yep, again, take a breath. Get that letter in your hand. Head over to taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get informed and then engage. Make sure you don't get taken advantage of this, because as of March 2nd, 2023, the IRS reports that it had identified nearly 1.1 million tax returns with refunds totaling over $6 billion that needed additional review because of potential identity fraud. It's still going on out there, and even the IRS is having a hard time tracking it. Dan Pilla, the tax man, is with us right now. And Dan, this I know because my wife is going through it with my mother-in-law, and it is a nightmare to try to straighten out.
Yeah, it really is. And it's particularly troublesome, Joe, when somebody's hijacked your tax refund. You know, they file a tax return for you, or the scammer files a tax return with your Social Security number and you know, as much as your information as they can get, which is a lot of it these days, and they end up stealing your tax refund and then some in a lot of cases. And so when you file your correct return, here's what happens. So the scammer steals your Social Security number, steals your information, files a tax return with a bogus W-2 on it that shows, let's say, a $10,000 refund, and they get the money, right? And so now you file a correct tax return. The IRS freezes your tax return because their records show that they already issued a refund to you. Well, it went to the scammer. So now you don't get your legitimate refund, and now you're arguing with the IRS over whether the return that was filed initially was a fraudulent return or not. And,
wow.
and so now you're working through the ID theft unit to try to get that straightened out. And let's talk about a backlog, Joe. I know they haven't fixed the backlog here, because the last report that the National Taxpayer Advocate issued on ID theft cases is it was taking 360 days, almost one full year, for the IRS to work through its ID theft cases. So from the time you make a complaint until the time you get resolution with the IRS, and this doesn't include the banks and the credit card companies and the mortgage companies, we're just talking about the IRS, it takes almost 1 year to get it straightened out.
Wow. And you're looking at something they say in 2023. They've already paid out $112 million towards fraudulent claims. But I got to ask you something. With all the $1 billion that were given the IRS and what have you.
It's $112 billion, Joe, not million.
Billion? Oh. Oof.
Yeah, it's billions.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Now I'm going to throw up. Anyway. But if you think about this, Dan, come on. All the money we're spending for computers and technology and all this stuff with the IRS, the money that they want, they can't line up a W-2 with a tax return and have it cross-reference it, or is that just too much to ask for?
Well, it's apparently too much to ask for, but you got to remember, Joe, there's upwards of four billion information returns that are filed with the IRS every single year. And those returns have to be, those information returns, I'm talking about W-2s, 1099s, all these reports of income that you've been earning that you received from this place or that place, and they have to get processed, put into the system. Now, most of these returns are filed in either electronic format or machine readable format, so the IRS gets them in fairly quickly, but they don't get them in instantaneously, Joe. You know, remember, the W-2s, 1099s are supposed to be filed with the IRS by the end of January, and, you know, by end of February, generally, actually before that, usually the first to second week in February, we're filing tax returns by then. So, you know, if you're one of those early return filers, which a lot of people are, a great number of people in this country get their returns filed, you know, the within a week of the filing season opening. So by mid-February, late February, you got your tax return filed. That's probably filed before all of those information returns are processed. And the IRS has got to process the tax returns. They have to. And so, you know, they're at a disadvantage, but I don't feel sorry for them, because they put themselves at the disadvantage. They're the ones that keep asking Congress for all this additional information and documents and returns that have to be filed with the agency every single year, to the point where, as I said, there's almost 4 billion information returns filed now annually,
wow,
annually, and the number goes up every year, and it's going to go up considerably this year, because the Infrastructure Act that was passed, what, last September? Is that when the Infrastructure Act went into effect? Something like that. All right. There was a provision in that bill that required cryptocurrency trading houses to file Form 1099-B with the IRS on cryptocurrency trades. So there's millions of cryptocurrency trades every year, Joe, and now all those have to be reported to the IRS.
Once. I can't take it. This driver, I mean, but listen, I'm an old computer guy, or a new old computer guy, okay? And you just said it. I mean, if you're filling those forms in online, if you're doing them online, whether they're, you know, 1099s, W-2s, whatever they are, I mean, for all intents and purposes, the IRS can sort those, sift those automatically right into the system. So when a file, you know, tax thing is filed, it should be able to line it up, but you're saying it could take them months to line that up or to get those into the system.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And part of the $80 billion that the IRS is going to be getting is money that's earmarked for creating a system that will work toward what they call the upfront tax system, where the IRS essentially has real time access to all the financial databases, public and private databases in the country, so they can instantaneously download all the information,
wow,
into their computers, and they can instantaneously do your return for you. They can take you out of the loop. You talk about artificial intelligence, man. This is what they're headed for, is artificial tax return filing based on the information they collect without even you helping them out.
Based on some of the mistakes that they make, this would... Nothing could go wrong, right? We're good.
What could go wrong? Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
This scares me to no end. Stuff like this scares me to no end because I was in computers. I know the issues that can happen. I know the problems that can go down overall. All right, let's talk about another one that made me shudder. You brought it up earlier, which is this new ruling by SCOTUS that the IRS doesn't have to let you know, in essence, that they're investigating you. They're looking up your finances. They're going through your records. What is that all about?
That's not exactly what the ruling is. First of all, if the IRS is undertaking a civil examination, they're going to let you know. But here's what the ruling is that in certain instances where the IRS issues a summons to third parties, if that third party, like a credit union, for example, or not a credit union, a credit card company, for example, doesn't meet the definition of a financial institution as set forth in the Internal Revenue Code, the IRS doesn't have to let you know that they issued the summons. All right, so that doesn't mean that they don't ever have to tell you you're under investigation. It only means that you don't have a right in certain cases to intervene in a summons case to stop the IRS from getting the information. If the IRS issues a summons against your bank, Joe, the IRS has to give you a copy of the summons, and they have to give you an opportunity to file a case in court to stop the summons. If you think it's overbroad, or if it's improper, or it's an illegitimate investigation, or there's any number of reasons why you could do that. There are certain third parties where they don't have to tell you. For example, if the IRS issues a summons against your employer, they don't. Now, the employer would probably tell you, hey, Joe, we got a summons. What's going on? But the IRS doesn't have to tell you that, which means that you don't have an opportunity to intervene in court to stop it. So it's an emotional thing, but it's narrow. But it doesn't, and I'm not apologizing for the IRS or saying, or the court, for example, or for that matter, and saying it's a good ruling. But based on the way the law was written in the first place, the court decision does not surprise me in the least.
Wow. it does me to a degree. So I just got a question from somebody. Apparently, they had a trouble about 12 years ago, and I don't know. I guess their Social Security number was stolen or used by somebody else. So now the IRS sends a different number every year for them to file their taxes under. And they've told them that this was going to be now forever. That's it. Is there a way to... Go ahead.
Yeah, what the IRS calls an identity theft P10, personal taxpayer identification number. So if your Social Security number is compromised, then they give you a unique number that looks like a Social Security number, but it's not one, and that's what you file under. And so that number is theoretically not compromised, and so now you've got another unique or a separate unique numeric code that you're using as opposed to your Social Security number.
Interesting. So will the IRS ever issue you or issue a new Social Security number to somebody under any circumstance?
Well, I don't, you know, the IRS doesn't issue Social Security numbers. The Social Security Administration does.
That's
so,
true. Okay.
They won't ever issue a Social Security number, but they do issue, as I said, these identity theft P10s, personal taxpayer identification number, which is different from a Social Security number, but it's got the same numeric qualities to it.
Right. All right, Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com, people, you know, grab a book, give him a call. Really, seriously, simple questions. Notice that he doesn't make a big deal out of it. He doesn't tell you, oh, my God, you got to call me now or else they're going to lock you up. God bless, Dan. Appreciate what you do. Keep up the good work.
My pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Joe Bazzini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Listen, we're going to talk because today's attack or some of the attacks on pregnancy centers, we need to discuss. We need to help out with. Joe Bazzini, your host. Cool down your drink. Heat up your drink, whatever you're drinking. Come on back.